and off, you know. So I think for
Perfect. Okay.
consistency's sake, maybe. Thanks for doing that, Alicia.
Yeah, no big deal. I don't have my camera on because I just came from the pool. So, but I promise I'm here.
Good for you. Hey, I will give you the heads up when I know we have a quorum.
Nathan, I missed it. Where's your current location? Cross country.
Current location is Rochester, New York. I'm on, for everybody else, I'm on a long story, really short. Fell off my dirt bike, broke my leg, was going crazy. And I think in some kind of drug-induced haze, I booked a 3-day cross-country train trip. And so I've been sitting on a train. Today's day 3 of 3. And we'll end up in Boston. And it's been really cool, honestly. Yeah, it's been fun, an experience, a bucket list that I've always wanted to do that I thought I gotta wait till I get injured and I'm recovering from something. And so here I am, and I'll take this one off the list. It's not terribly efficient, I'll say. It took me 18 and a half hours to get to Denver from Salt Lake. Could have driven there and back, probably could have ridden my bicycle to Denver faster, but as people are reminding me here, it's about the experience. So, and it has been an experience, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure the dining car conversations are really interesting and the people you
All
meet.
right, last four lengths in Rochester.
There are some fascinating people that ride trains for sure. I've met some really nice folks. But there's just a different demographic, I'll say, that rides trains and people that have tons of time on their hands, and because you just have to, because the trains are notoriously late and they take forever. It's pretty cool to look out the window and see it all go by, but yeah, it's a different crew for sure. And it was fun to go through Utah and have the conductor talk about the Utah places I knew, and Green River was the watermelon capital of the world, they said. Which I know there's good watermelon there. I didn't know it was the watermelon capital of the world, but pretty cool.
Of the world. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Lisha, whenever you are ready.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Happy Friday, everyone. We are going to kick off our July board meeting. I always can't remember if we're doing introductions when we're on Zoom or not, but I guess let's go ahead and introduce the board members who are on the call. So, and then UOT staff that's on the call. So, Leisha Colthorpe, I'm filling in for Nate, who's the chair. I represent Daggett, Uinta, Duchesne, Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties, and just enjoying a little bit of summer these last couple of days by the pool and having fun, just hanging out in Utah. So,
Kevin Smith, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin Smith from down in southern Utah, representing cultural arts. I serve as the mayor of Ivins and as CEO of Tuacon.
Let's do Nathan Rafferty, followed by Jess.
Hi, everybody. Nathan Rafferty. My day job's with Ski Utah. I represent Utah's ski and snowboard industry. And thanks, Leisha, for subbing in while I'm in and out of service here.
Jessica Merrill, my day job is the tourism director in Davis County, and I represent Davis, Weber, Box Elder, Cache, and Rich counties.
How about Caitlin and then Joni?
Good morning, Caitlin with Visit Salt Lake, and I represent Tooele, Morgan, and Salt Lake counties.
Oh, sorry, Joni, you're muted.
Sorry. I thought I was all prepared. I'm Joni Hammer, and I represent the Utah Tourism Industry Association, and I'm the tourism director for Box Elder County.
How about Jordan and then Jason?
Good to see everybody. Jordan Smith, professor up at Utah State University, representing the outdoor recreation industry on the board.
Hey, Jason Murray, Southwest Adventure Tours. I represent the businesses, finance, marketing, and other people.
Melva and then Jennifer Wesselhoff.
Melva Shine, I represent the Utah restaurant industry in the state of Utah, and I think everybody looks relaxed and very touristy today.
Good morning, everybody. Jennifer Wesselhoff with the Park City Chamber and Visitors Bureau. On this board, I serve Wasatch Summit, Utah, and Juab counties.
Did I miss any board? And I think we'll just do board introductions today, Alicia. I think we've got everybody.
Perfect. Well, fun to see everyone. Good turnout for a Friday in July. That's awesome. I hope everyone has good plans for the weekend. And we, some of us that are reviewing co-op applications, are deep in reading all the cool stuff that counties and different organizations have planned for 2027. So that's super fun. It's always a great time in July to read those and get pumped up about everything that is going to happen in the coming year. So that's fun. All right. We need to have a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from our June board meeting in Juab County. If I can get a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
I second that.
All right. Thanks, Jess and Joan. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, perfect. We now are going to turn the time over to Natalie Randall with the Managing Director report.
Thanks, Lisa. Good to see all the board members and industry partners on the call. Happy summer. A few updates from our team at the Office of Tourism and Film. Today is actually our last day at Council Hall for the team. Next week, we'll have it cleared out for moving. So, just in case anybody was planning to come drop in, visit us, we'll be shifting over to a temporary location on the Capitol complex after next week. And then mid-September, we will permanently be moving down to 60 East, which is the World Trade Center downtown, just above the City Creek, not cafeteria, sorry, food court. If you know where that is. So we'll get all that information out to you all. I know we've had a lot of questions about timing of things and where we'll be moving and where we'll be landing. But that's the plan for now, and we'll keep you all updated as it continues to move forward. We're excited. You saw perhaps in the partner newsletter that was released earlier this week that we have our new economic numbers for travel and tourism. In 2025, tourism generated $13.7 billion in direct visitor spending, supporting 167,200 local jobs and generating that $2.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. We can drop those numbers in the chat for everybody to have them at their fingertips. Again, it's a testament, even with the many headwinds and elements we've been enduring as an industry, that our state continues to directly, appeal to visitors. They continue to come, and also the fact that we continue to enable those quality of life investments in trails and outdoor recreation and roads and education systems as we think about the importance of the visitor economy to our communities across the state. Another update that we have is in celebration for America 250. We were asked by the governor's office to work with the Department of Culture and Community Engagement, CCE, for the acronym of those that are familiar with the division. They're a sister agency, and we've always been working and thinking about ways that we can collaborate more with them. And this was a great opportunity for us to do it. All of the states were presented with the opportunity to have a booth at what was called the Great American State Fair in DC. The booth was live from June 25th until I think today is actually the last day. So if you didn't make it out, we have pictures we can share with everyone. But it was a fun partnership with CCE to really lean in to showcase the differentiators of Utah and our Red Rock to our urban centers. And we had strong representation. We'll share some of those images for all of you so you can see how we represented Utah as a state. And it was a fun way to engage in the America 250 celebrations back in DC. It was also fun to see, at least from internally as a state agency, we had so many other state agency partners that went out to actually man the booth itself, and for them to understand the power of the work that we have with our office and the Utah brand that we steward as a state. So, exciting partnership there. We did launch a giveaway inviting visitors to come and experience our landscapes connected with that booth. So, encourage your networks and visitors that you have to participate. That will remain open, I believe, for the rest of this month. And you can visit utah.com/America-250. We'll make sure that's in the chat for everyone as well. Some great giveaways there. Another update for everybody is we have our quarterly stakeholder survey that launched this week. We do that in partnership with Jordan, with the Institute of Outdoor Recreation and Tourism, with Utah State University. This is wave three of that quarterly stakeholder survey. And really, it's helpful for us as we continue to think about how we can leverage the data that the industry is providing to us in real time, quicker than we typically receive it, to ensure that we're aligning our strategy and the direction of the initiatives that we're leaning into with what's happening on the ground with our industry partners. So please take the time to fill out that survey and to lean into it. It helps us as we think about how we talk about the industry and how we advocate for the importance of it and move our work forward and ensuring it's data informed. And I think that's a great segue also into the final piece of my report, which is, of course, connected to wildland fire and what we're experiencing as a state there. It's we're in a unique position and grateful for the team right now, and as they've reflected on it, as we've built out the community and partner relations team with Camille's leadership and thinking about having representation of our office spread across the state. It's been great to have, Michelle located in Beaver County area and Lacey located in the Grand County area, and that we really do have on the ground resources support for our partners as they're navigating this situation, which is fairly complex with any crisis management situation that surfaces in our state. Some things that have been going on for those for the board to be aware of is really our role at the Office of Tourism as we've thought about how we engage in crisis management and these types of situations is first and foremost thinking about how we're ensuring that visitors are prepared for their trip to Utah and aware of what's going on in the state. Oftentimes, we know headlines can get in front of us and information can get ahead of us, and we want to make sure that the most accurate information is out there. So we had consumer information that went out, messaging that went out, both on our website and then on our newsletter to make sure visitors were aware of where they can go for the right resources. We aren't putting, updates on our website. We're directing visitors to the accurate places that they can go to receive that information and inform their travel decisions. We've leaned in a lot on our DMO partners during this time, as we should. It's a great reminder that tourism is one of the few industries in the state that has representation in all 29 counties. And so it makes it really easy for us to activate in these times. So we appreciate all the work with our DMO partners and the Capper and with communications, and the Capper team hosted a crisis communications webinar with our DMO partners on Wednesday, diving into best practices, how we navigate things at the Office of Tourism, how we engage with community members. And we have some toolkits and resources that the Capper team has made available to DMO partners on the ground to help them with their messaging, best practices for engaging with businesses, and reminders to continue to engage with economic development directors and emergency management in their counties as well. And then a question that continues to surface for us is economic relief, especially as we've seen devastating impacts to businesses, like what we first observed with Eagle Point in the ski industry. And we don't know yet what that economic relief will look like, but as we navigate that and as we advocate for what it could be, the advice that we continue to offer to businesses and to our partners as they're sharing this message to businesses is for businesses to continue to document all financial impacts immediately. It's best to continue to do that as it's happening. This includes loss of sales, canceled reservations, additional operating expenses that might surface, and specifically noting the reason for that cancellation or loss. And as businesses have that information readily available, as they're sharing that with their county tourism directors, with their economic development directors locally, and with their county commissioners, that allows us then as a state to continue to advocate for the businesses and what that future relief could look like as we start continue to navigate the situation on the ground. I think that concludes my report. Sorry to end on that heavy note. But again, I think it is a testament to the strength of our industry and the strong network that we have across the state. And so thank you to all of the community partners that have been engaged in this and supporting us with all of this messaging. Alicia, I'll turn it back to you.
Thanks, Natalie. Happy moving day or sad moving day. It kind of breaks my heart that today's the last day. So it's been for the 15 years that I've been here, that's where it's been located, the Utah Office of Tourism, and it's sad to see that happen. But hopefully, big things are going to happen in the future, and it will be a positive thing in the end. So thanks for that update. And, really just breaks my heart to see all the fires across the state of Utah and how they're affecting such, our beautiful scenery. And, it's part of the cycle of forests and everything, but still it's sad to see it happening. So, best luck to all those that are dealing with that. All right. We're going to turn the time over to Virginia. She's going to go over the film incentives for this month.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's going to be a quick one today. I just have two small projects. So we're starting the year. This is our first month of the fiscal year. So in theory, we start with a full bucket of funding. This is what we get for the year. We have already used some of this funding in projects that we've approved in the last couple of months, but this is what we start with. And we've just got two small projects today, both Community Film Incentive Program projects. The first one is Brother Joseph again. This is really interesting. These guys found, or maybe they didn't find, but a photograph was found of Joseph Smith. And apparently, it's really is a different view of him than what historically we've seen. So this documentary is really looking at like the authenticity of this photo and looking to create like the lore around Joseph Smith and what he really looked like. It's really small, but they've got some great partners with them. It's a $100,000 spend, so it's just a $20,000 incentive and just interesting Utah historical story. So we thought this was a great project, even though it's small. The second one is called Psycho Cabin. This is a very funny script. We all really liked it. It's coming to us from Rob Diamond, who we've supported in the past. He's slowly growing his budgets. His last project was just at 100,000, so this one is a little bit more with 150. It's just a really funny comedy of errors story about two guys that are up in the mountains for different reasons, and there's a murder, and they each think that each of them have done it, but really there's something else going on. And it's just very slapstick. And we don't get a ton of comedies. I think I've mentioned that before. So it was fun for us to see a comedy they're going to be shooting in Salt Lake and San Pete. And yeah, overall, just a good fit for our community program. So this is maximum incentive of $30,000. And they're shooting this summer. Both projects are shooting this summer. So yeah, as I said, just a small amount this month. We've got the two projects totaling $50,000. This will come out of the cash program, and we've got plenty to cover it. And we'll be back next month with lots more. There's a lot of projects that came to us this month and then ended up having to shift their dates a little bit. So we've got some great things coming. That's all I got.
Awesome. Thanks, Virginia. We are looking for a motion to approve the film incentives for Brother Joseph again,
Motion to
$20,000.
approve.
Second. Good job, Jason.
Second.
All right. A motion by
Yes.
Jason and a second by Caitlin. Do we all? Okay, I'm going to get this wrong. We go all in favor, and then we have, or do I ask for all? Anyone opposed first? I don't know. Sorry. Is there anyone opposed? All right, all in favor say aye.
Hi.
Hey.
Aye. All right. Looks
Thanks,
like they're approved.
everybody.
So move forward.
Thanks so much.
All right. Our last agenda item is announcements or upcoming events from the board. So does anyone have anything that they want to announce? I'm assuming Joan's got a little tourism conference update, and then if there's anyone else that has something they want to share with the board.
Just nothing new. Just get on, register, get a hotel room. We'll start to reach out probably in the next week or two for to start talking about silent auction things. So save me a phone call. Just send me an email. Send me an email so I don't have to bug you anymore. That's it.
All right, anyone else? Just looking through to see if there's anyone with a hand. All right, well, awesome. Thank you all for attending early on a Friday morning in July, and I hope that everyone has a good weekend. And we will see a lot of you at co-op interviews at the end of July and then at the board meeting at Bear Lake in August. So that's on August 14th at 10 a.m. So in Garden City. All right. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.